I will show you a little interesting fact, a quite invasive but effective way to change the firmware of the cheapest Wi-Fi controlled socket. This socket is characterized by a low price, PLN30, and a structure that makes it impossible to remove the board with the Wi-Fi module from inside, which makes changing the insert very difficult. This is not a product like Blitzwolf sockets, where we have either a hidden screw or retractable pins. Here, everything is held together, and there is really no way to get to the programming pads. Normally, I wouldn't touch it, but I received a request from a reader to change the insert of such a socket at all costs. You can buy this socket really cheap, and it's not strange at all. It's the cheapest option possible. The socket offers energy measurement. This is a variation of the LSPA9 socket, described here. Electrical socket with LSPA9 energy measurement. We program our own firmware, but this version has a grounding plate whose rivet makes it impossible to remove the PCB. We'll get to that in a moment, but first, photos of the packaging. Set. Polish language instructions. Socket itself. Interior and blow flashing. At first, they are disassembled like LSPA9, but after a while, we have a surprise. The ground plate holds the rest of the system. I don't know how to make sense of this. After consulting the reader, the decision was made. We cut. Already then, I tried to connect with the programmer. There is, of course, BK7231 inside. BK7231 flasher should be able to handle it. But here is the problem. Because the energy measurement system is probably on RX-TX, so you need to desolder the module. Outside the system, you can change the input normally. This is what the socket looks like from above. The module returns to its place. Flasher obviously detected the configuration. Verbal description. JSON Tuya. OBK template. After changing the firmware, you still need to perform calibration. Similarly to Tesmoda. Current set, voltage set, power set commands. Finally, we protected the socket, first with a solder mask, and then on the reader's side with epoxy or some form of filler, at our discretion. Summary. Nothing to be proud of here. Terrible load-changing device. Very problematic. Especially since now the products are no longer susceptible to the exploit allowing the first OTA via Wi-Fi. I have very fond memories original LSPA9, where it was possible to remove the entire PCB from the housing. In the case of Blow, this is not possible due to the previously mentioned rivet plate. It's possible that something better could be invented, but I only programmed two pieces, so the method from the topic worked anyway. What not to do to have automation operating fully locally without the Chinese cloud.